berries that you don't eat because they might kill you off.
Poison. I used to know all them things when I ran a few weeds.
Another kind of tree that some people plant in the yard that have great big shiny green leaves that stay green all year, and then huge white flowers about this big that smell. And in the fall they make little red cones.
Then it's called red bee.
Make a big mess when the leaves fall in the yard, yeah. But they're beautiful trees.
Now that there, you see one
right there? Yeah, right there in your yard, if I'd looked at them.
That there is,
Magnolia
tree. Honey,
that's all right. I told you when we started some of these would be sort of stupid questions. And this one, not living in the mounds, might not be familiar to you. It's a tall bush that grows and in the spring has a big pink or white bushes. It's all up in the mountains. You see them especially by the streams of the mountains.
Now these huckleberries grow like that, but they don't grow no higher than this. And them huckleberries make pies and all.
Right.
And they're good to eat.
That's right, grow up on the mountains. Have you ever seen any mountain laurel? Or what some people call rhododendrons.
I don't think I have. I've never been out in the mountains.
Up in the mountains that much. Well, this is more common than it is in our part of the country. They're just not wild here. If someone were going to have a baby, you'd say they were
pregnant.
All right. And if they didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, they used to have
granny women. Lord, I delivered me.
You did that for other people, helped other people.
Never charged them a dime.
Well, I guess that was a mighty interesting job to have done.
I'm gonna tell you. It was an awful job with some of them. Kick and run and act like crazy or something. I'd ask them, I said, did you act that way when you got it? And I was with a nigger girl once. My kid was all small then. And a mammy couldn't do nothing with her, and a granny, old granny one of them couldn't do nothing with her. And she said, I'll tell you what I can do. Said, I'll go up there and sing the piano and I'll get somebody can do something with her. And she said, one of the kids up there told me to come down there. And the girl was big enough to play with my kids, you know. And I would have to go down there and be around that. And I said, what do you want with me? She said, I want you to see if you can run this girl some sense. That me and this granny woman here have been working with her 2 slotted hours. And say she's gonna do nothing but scream and holler and just throw her head from one side to the other and shake her chin down and said she just won't do nothing we tell her. I said, well, okay, that's easy done. I said, that's easy done. I went on in there, I said, Bessie, did you raise sand like that when you got it? No. I said, well now listen, this old lady ain't gonna take your places. I said, you are gonna have this baby, nobody else can have it for you. And I said, now if you're gonna do like I tell you, I said, I'm gonna pop your ass and you shoot that baby out of here and it won't stop in the house.